A letter from the governing body. Dear fellow domestics, how delighted we are to write you at the beginning of this momentous year. By late 2014, a whole century will have passed since our beloved King Jesus Christ began ruling in the midst of his enemies. Early in this service year, at the annual meeting of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania, the New World Bible Translation Committee released the newly revised English edition of the finest translation of the Bible available to mankind. Jehovah used his own Spirit-begotten sons to provide the original New World Translation. That fact alone certainly makes this translation special. Do you not agree? For many years, the Writing Committee of the Governing Body has made Bible translation its priority. Today, the New World Translation is available in whole or in part in 121 languages. We entreat you to show Jehovah how deeply you appreciate the Bible you have. Read it and meditate on it every day. Thereby, you will draw closer to its author, Jehovah God. We're moved when we hear of the trials that our precious brothers and sisters are facing. Understandably, they may at times find it difficult to rejoice with their brothers. One family in Asia, for example, recently had their lives turned upside down when the mother suddenly became completely paralyzed. Baffled, the medical experts were unable to reverse her condition. How sad. The husband now provides around-the-clock care for his wife. Their son and two daughters are setting a good example as Christians by giving loving support to their parents. This fine family, as well as all of you who have successfully dealt with various trials, can feel the joy that comes from enduring tests of your faith. Jehovah assures his anointed ones and the other sheep that we will be happy that we kept on enduring trials, because we will be blessed with the gift of everlasting life. Last year, the memorial attendance was 19,241,252. How encouraging to see so many honor Jehovah and Jesus Christ by attending the most important meeting of the year for God's people. During the memorial season, a great shout of praise ascended as millions served as auxiliary pioneers in March and April. How inspiring! And were you not pleased to learn that those enrolled as auxiliary pioneers during the circuit overseer's visit may enjoy the entire pioneer meeting that he conducts, even if his visit is not during the months of March or April? Spiritually wise ones understand the value of keeping active in the preaching work and in congregation activity. Being busy helps us to remain steadfast and immovable, foiling the devil's attempts to undermine our faith and push us off course. How invigorating it is to note that during the past service year, 277,344 symbolized their dedication by water baptism and are now on the road to life along with their brothers worldwide. These new ones need our support to become stabilized in the faith. Colossians 2:7. Continue to encourage one another to endure to the end. Speak consolingly to those who are depressed. Support the weak. Be patient toward all. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Finally, may each of us pray constantly, saying, "Let your kingdom come." 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and Matthew 6:10. Please enjoy this yearbook and know that we love each and every one of you lovers of Jehovah. Your brothers, Governing Body of Jehovah's Witnesses.